USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House doctors, as you know, are the best, and they said totally free of spreading. There's no spread.
President Trump's message to supporters as the president has his first campaign rally since his COVID-19 diagnosis, that rally taking place at Orlando Sanford International Airport. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also hitting the campaign trail. The former vice president will be in Ohio on Monday. While campaigning over the weekend, Biden says the only way he loses the election is due to voter intimidation.
We got to go out and make sure you vote, because the only way we lose this is by the chicanery going on relative to polling places.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett get underway this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says at least three people have died due to Hurricane Delta.
An 86-year-old man in St. Martin Parish passed away from a fire that sparked shortly after refueling a generator.
The Democratic governor urging folks to exercise safety with generators. He also says they are just short of 300,000 power outages as a result of the storm. Four in five Americans are concerned misinformation on social media could sway the outcome of the presidential election. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A veteran NFL quarterback made his return to the field on Sunday, nearly 2 years after suffering a devastating injury. USA Radio Network's Dan Araki has the story.
On November 18, 2018, Alex Smith suffered what many thought could be a career-ending injury in a game against the Houston Texans. Smith broke the tibia and fibula in his right leg, an injury that would eventually take 17 surgeries to repair. Then a severe infection took root, and doctors feared it may force them to amputate his leg. But on Sunday, Smith found himself under center for Washington once again. Coming in for injured starter Kyle Allen in a game against the L.A. Rams, Smith received a standing ovation from his family. After the game, Smith told reporters about his journey to get back to the field.
I'd be lying if I was saying there weren't a lot of days when I didn't think it was going to happen. But, you know, you just kind of keep pushing through, you know, and I always felt like when I had my darkest moments, there was always something around the corner that happened that I just kept kind of plugging along, and all of a sudden I made a big gain or a big step or something clicked, and, you know, and I'd kind of keep marching and, you know, and I felt like it would repeat itself, and all of a sudden, then I'd make another, you know, another jump.
Smith was 9 of 17 on the afternoon for 37 yards.
And finally, today is Columbus Day. Government offices, schools, and other services will be closed. Back in 1934, Franklin Roosevelt made Columbus Day a national holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.